Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for pass performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Los Alamitos. Live daytime thoroughbred racing is back at Los Alamitos, now through December 14th. See top two-year-olds compete in the Los Alamitos Starlet December 6th and the Los Alamitos Futurity on December 13th. By the South Point Casino and Hotel in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By TwinSpires.com, check out the best online horse wagering experience today at TwinSpires.com. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By Today's RacingDigest.com, a handicapper's lesson in every issue. By the Ragas and Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selection from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets a VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike. I'll be joined by my co-host John Lindo in just 1 minute. Well, if you haven't heard already, Santa Anita has canceled racing today, another weather-related cancellation. That's the third one this week, Wednesday, Thursday, and today. It was announced earlier this morning in a text that came out from the racing office. Today's cancellation, these races will be made up on Thursday, January 15th, to go along with a week earlier, a makeup day on Thursday, January 8th. John Lindo, I want to wish you a happy new year. And boy, let's get this weather through here, because it's wreaking some havoc and hard to get momentum going when you have stop and start like we've had so far, John.
Yeah, good morning, Bob. You're right. Yesterday was the third day of live racing at Santa Anita, And then today marks the fifth either postponement or cancellation since the meet was supposed to start on December the 26th. And to be honest with you, Bob, it reminds me of when I was 16 and trying to learn how to drive a stick shift car. Just herky-jerky, stopping and starting, stalled a few times. Eventually we got it figured out, but it's been a rough go. Mother Nature's been tough on Santa Anita so far.
Well, the good news is this last storm that's going to clear out here, I think, on Tuesday, and then starting Wednesday, it looks like good weather all the way for the foreseeable future. So we're going to be able to make up some days. As I mentioned, the two Thursdays, January 8th, January 15th. So that will help. Last year and in previous years, there have been a number of cancellations. According to Steve Anderson in his article a few days ago, back in 23, there were 8 days canceled because of weather. 4 of those were made up. In 24, there were 6 weather-related cancellations. 3 of those days were rescheduled. And then last year, of course, at this time, we had the fires, Eaton Canyon, the Palisades, and lost 3 days of racing in January, but all of those were made up. So we're hopeful that a number of these days at least will be made up. Give the horsemen a chance, give the owners, trainers, the gamblers a chance. And I guess the good news, John, is it should keep field size pretty good for the foreseeable future.
Well, there's got to be quite a demand. We haven't been able to run many turf races since the end of Del Mar, so we know the turf horses are backed up. The key now is getting enough days where we can open that main track and get some regular works and training in. Obviously, training schedules for the trainers have been impacted by all of this. They've been able to do some works on the synthetic Tapeta training track, and there have been a few days where the main track's been open, but it's really hard to get into any kind of rhythm and get these horses moving forward so we can get them on the racetrack and running.
Well, let's go back to last Sunday, which was the rescheduled opening day, John, and it was a good day, over 40,000 on track. The weather was great. It was a very festive mood. We saw some excellent racing, and just maybe you and I can go through a couple of the races that kind of stood out and what we thought, John. But to me, I thought the best performance of the day may have come in the La Brea with Usha, who I was kind of against in there. I was dead wrong on her. Thought she might be a Del Mar horse, thought she might need Lasix for her best. And, boy, she absolutely dominated the Grade 1 La Brea.
Yeah, she had been spectacular in a couple of starts at Del Mar during the summer. And then she threw in a real dud at Keeneland in October, and I was wondering the same thing. Well, that was the stakes race, no Lasix. Is that what caused her to regress? But she got back to Santa Anita, and I guess Bob Baffert put some earplugs in just because she kind of lost it in the paddock and the warm-up at Keeneland, and that did the trick. She wasn't on the lead like she usually is, but she worked her way through the traffic between horses turning for home. When she got clear, she exploded again, and she was really impressive, winning by almost 6 lengths. Usha for Bob Baffert, a Grade 1 win in the La Brea, so that helps her value. And, Bob, to me, I don't think we're going to see a better race this year at Santa Anita than we saw in the Lafitte Pankai. Again, when you talk about Bob Baffert, you had Nevada Beach, who kind of had Nisos blocked on the inside going into the far turn. Nisos was able to work his way off the rail and get a clear path. And Nevada Beach and Nisos hooked up at the top of the lane, and they just really threw it down all the way through the lane. Nisos got his head down on the wire to win the Lafitte Pankai, but a spectacular race of Flavien Prat, Juan Hernandez going at it down the lane. Flavien Prat got the best, and, you know, we know Nisos is talented, but we now know, too, he's got plenty of heart.
He sure does, John. I was expecting a much easier victory by Nisos in there. I just thought he was head and shoulders above that field. He was tested by Nevada Beach. And as you said, he wants to beat you, that horse, Nisos. He is first class. Nevada Beach improving, ran very well, much clearer the third horse in there. John, in the San Gabriel, we saw the old-timer Cabo Spirit kind of get to walk the dog a little bit on the lead there and won that $100,000 stakes. And then we go to the Malibu, which Bob Baffert had 5 of them scheduled to go in there. Barnes was scratched early and subsequently has been retired. Cornucopian, well, this horse kind of flipped in the paddock, So Baffert was down to a three pack in there, but it was enough as he ran 1-2, goal oriented over Midland Money in a hard fought victory.
Yeah, and goal oriented was really helped by the outside post. Joel Rosario was allowed him to fall back early, but he never got stopped, ranged up on the outside, and wore down his stablemate Midland Money. Goal Oran, who was kind of looked like a value kind of bet in the race before all the scratches, ended up winning at even money, but he ran the seven furlongs in 1:20.97. So that was a legit time. And I don't know, maybe he's been a late running sprinter all the time. He's run well going two turns, but that seven furlong sure seemed to hit him right between the eyes. And I would think those one turn mile races, maybe like the Met Mile and things like that, that might be what he wants to do.
And then, John, the day closed out with the Grade 1 American Oaks. It looked like, to me, a wide-open field going in. No standouts in there. Baia Split Horses was able to wear down Cliffs. I know a horse you like, Tough Beat It There, running second. Will Then, Jonathan Thomas ran first and third in there. And a nice way to close out a Grade 1 win for three-year-old filly Baia.
Yeah, Jonathan Thomas has figured out what kind of horses to bring to Southern California. He did well last winter, obviously off to a good start again with a first and third in the Grade 1 American Oaks. And then Baia, for the first time, really kind of broke cleanly, and that was the difference. She didn't have as much ground to make up, and Turner for Whom, Kazushi Kimura, had a clear path, and she was very game running down Cliffs, who just couldn't quite get the mile and a quarter. Ended up galloping out in front, but that didn't do my pick five tickets any good.
But, John, the reason Kimura had that mount was because earlier in the day, Antonio Freisu was injured. A horse he was riding, I believe was Anmer Hall, was kind of forced into the rail in a down-the-hill race. Freisu ended up breaking his left toe, and he's going to be out, it looks like, maybe 6 weeks, John. So a very, very bad break. Tough Beat There for Freisu on opening day with his new agent, Ron Anderson. That's not exactly great karma to start out a meet.
No, he kind of got herded into the fence coming down right before you hit the dirt crossover, hit his left foot and broke the toe, and I guess he cut it pretty bad too. He did an amazing job of pulling that horse up. If you watch him, he was just on the right stirrup. He couldn't put any weight on his left foot, and he got that horse pulled up, you know, basically on one leg, and he did it safely without impacting anybody else. And Anmer Hall, I think, is fine. It was just a matter of the rider being injured during the running of the race, and I wish Antonio Freisu a quick return. He was off to a good start. He had won a couple of races to begin the card, and a tough way to hit the sidelines.
John, before we get into the handicapping and race segment of the show, let's talk about some news from Florida, where Gulfstream Park and the Horsemen did reach a new three-year purse agreement that avoids the loss of the Signal being exported there from Gulfstream, which was set to expire on January 1st. So they did come to an agreement, John, but this agreement, as far as the minimum number of days to be run at Gulfstream, potentially really reduces what they have right now. They ran, I believe, over 200 live race days at Gulfstream this year. This agreement now allows that to be cut to 180 days in 26, 140 days in 27, 120 days in 28, although not saying that will happen, but it's in the agreement. I think that's a little dangerous for the horsemen down there.
Yeah, that's the minimum number of days they can run each year. Over 200, like you say, in 2025. By 2028, the minimum requirement will only be 120. As a result of this agreement, Gulfstream made an announcement this week. They were scheduled to go to the five-day weeks with a Wednesday through Sunday schedule starting this in January, but they are going to stick to a four-day week in Thursday through Sunday because they don't have to race all those extra days. So already having an impact on the amount of days being run in Florida.
Well, John, the three-year-old season kind of unofficially kicks off today with the Derby preps. We've got the Smarty Jones at Oaklawn Park, the Jerome at Aqueduct, the Mucho Macho Man at Gulfstream. We're going to get some coverage on those races from John Hardoon and Scott Shapiro. The Gulfstream race, John, the Mucho Macho Man, that goes as race number 10 on the card. A couple scratches in there. We've got a field of seven, and the favorite in there is Commandment, drew the rail for Brad Cox at 7-5. just, you know, a one-turn mile, John, as is the Jerome. So these are races that are really the first stepping stones as we kind of head into Derby season.
Right, and then the Jerome and Aqueduct, just a field of four. It'll go as a third race. It'll go early on the card at Aqueduct. Number five, Mulata, is scratched. So just a field of four there. And like, and then at Oaklawn Park, we have the Smarty Jones. That'll go as race number 10 on their card. Good field in the Smarty Jones. I'm looking forward to what our handicappers have to say about these races.
Well, John, I'm going to step in front of you and make my radio play because it's coming up quickly. I'm going to play the first race. And by the way, of course, no Santa Anita racing, so no sheet for me today or tomorrow. We don't know what Santa Anita will do tomorrow as far as whether they'll run or not, but the weather could be a little bit dicey. So I'm just going to take this weekend off. And I looked at Gulfstream Park today. And I like a horse coming up in the very first race, John. So let's get that out there. There's 5 minutes to post at race one at Gulfstream. I like number seven, Mo Ladies, for hot trainer Brian Lynch. Watch the tape on him first time. He did not really break well and kind of got aggressive early to press that pace. It was a quick pace outside his stablemate, who ended up drawing off and winning by daylight. But that was the debut effort for Mo Ladies. I think there's a lot of room to improve second time out. I think if he breaks cleanly, he's the speed of the race in here. The favorite on the rail, Blazing Tiger, had one sprint at Aqueduct, maybe is the one to beat. But currently, with 4 minutes to post, number seven, Mo Ladies, is 4-1 on the morning line. I thought that was about the right price, and that will be my radio play, John. And I know you have put out your selections for the Oaklawn Park late pick five, I believe, John. You gave us a winner last week, Private Thoughts, $6 at Gulfstream. That was last Saturday. Tell us about the South Point. Let's get that phone number out there, and also want to get your radio play today.
Well, we've got the football playoffs going on, college football. The pros will start the playoffs very shortly. It's closing weekend for NFL. If you want to get out to the South Point, call Steve Johnson, 866-780-7223. Ask how you can get the horse players rate from Thoroughbred LA. As far as a play, I'm going to go to Oaklawn Park, the 11th and final today, Bob. In the 11th race, I like the way number six, Vital Mind, came off the layoff to win win easily a maiden race at Churchill Downs November the 28th. Ran well in his only start at Oaklawn Park back in the spring. Returns to Oaklawn today. Good tactical speed. I think he gets a good trip in here, and he's got plenty of upside. I think this horse has a lot of talent. Anything near the 4-1 morning line is a play. Race number 11 at Oaklawn Park, number six, Vital Mind for me.
That is John Lindo's radio play. And, John, before we go to break, let's mention the passing of a female jockey. She was the pioneer. Diane Crump was the first female jockey to ride a race in this country. She was also the first to have a mount in the Kentucky Derby. That was 1970. Really a pioneer for some of the great female jockeys that came along, like Julie Crone, Rosie Napravnik, Rosemary Hohmeister, Chantel Sutherland. So I think those jockeys all, and I know Julie Crone especially, paid a real debt of gratitude for what Diane Crump did as the pioneer of female jockeys. She passed away yesterday at age 77.
Back in 1969, when she started riding, you didn't see men and women competing on an equal playing field in the same events. So it was a real startling kind of situation. And she took a lot of abuse from the fans, too. I mean, they had to have guards take her in and out to the saddling area. And she did it all. She went out there. She got a mount in the Kentucky Derby in 1970. She rode a horse named Fathom. But she really was a pioneer, and she set the stage for people like Julie Crone to come on and be able to have a success in the business. And nowadays, you see plenty of lady riders around the country, and they're all competing, again, at an equal playing field against the men. That's very unusual, and you got to give her a lot of credit. She did all the dirty work and had to take all the abuse and set the stage for others to succeed.
Let's take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky, Bruce Finkelstein. We'll find out how my radio play did at Gulfstream with 1 minute to post. You're listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app. Like an eagle.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
We would like to thank all our great fans for a record-breaking opening day here last Sunday. It was one of our best openings ever. We continue the great live racing here in the new year, and along with world-class racing, we've got some great contests lined up as well. It is definitely not too late to sign up for our Showviver contest, and with football and basketball season going strong, the Pick'em contest will be super fun. Both of those contests are free to enter. And don't forget our fan favorite 2020 contest that will be held all weekend long with cash prizes or live money contest entries. We will also be offering a limited edition John Henry collectible pin by wagering $50 and a terrific Santa Anita Park umbrella by wagering $100 on Santa Anita races with first rewards, first bet, or express bet. This weekend also brings us great stakes races like the Santa Ynez and the Las Flores. Get all the details at santaanita.com and welcome back to the great race place.
From conception to the starting gate, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top-notch horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known trackman Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, and our new additions for the 2026 breeding season, Tamarondo and Om, sire of Grade 3 Torrey Pine Stakes winner, Almond Joy. Now is the time to book your mares for the 2026 breeding season. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today.
Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Owners and breeders, take advantage of new cowbred incentive programs from the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. Starting in 2026, the Santa Anita Winter Meet will offer increased owners' premiums of $12,500 for all winners of open, restricted, and cowbred maiden special weight races. For the 2026 Del Mar Summer Meet, that incentive bonus is $15,000. The 2026 Fall Del Mar Meet will offer a $12,500 bonus, and the 2026 Los Alamitos Thoroughbred Meets will offer a $10,000 bonus. Owners of mares bred in 2026 will be awarded $1,000 for each 2027 foal registered as a cowbred, up to 25 foals per breeder. CTA members will have the $100 foal registration fee waived for cowbreds foaled in 2025, 26, and 27. Travel reimbursements are also available for brood mares purchased out of state when they produce a cowbred foal. It pays to own, breed, and race in California.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike and John Lindo. No racing from Santa Anita today, but we will have coverage from Gulfstream, Oaklawn, and Aqueduct. John, before we bring in Bob Mazursky, and by the way, they still haven't run the first race at Gulfstream, so I'm going to be doing a little multitasking here, John, radio and watching. Before we bring in Bob Mazursky, how about our cowbred of the week? And he is a professional racehorse.
He sure is. His name is Mr. Disrespectful. He beat Cowbred Alonso's On the Grass at Del Mar in the fall meet, and he came right back on Monday to beat those cowbreds on the dirt. Mr. Disrespectful is by Smiling Tiger out of the unbridled song mare, Hotzel. Was bred by Dorothy, let me make sure I get the last name right. I think it's Kaikeffer. Is owned by Maharo Racing and is trained by Craig DeLossi. The winner's share of $42,000 pushed the career earnings of Mr. Disrespectful over $260,000. And he still has all of his open allowance conditions. So congratulations to all the connections Mr. Disrespectful, our cowbred of the week. Oh, by the
John,
way, Bob,
he didn't...
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me make sure we let people know the Cal Cup is scheduled for January the 17th. There are five stakes races for cowbreds. Nominations for the Cal Cup are due tomorrow, Sunday. So if you've got a cowbred pointing to those races, make sure you get your horse nominated for the Cal Cup to be run at Santa Anita on January the 17th.
And I was going to say, John, Mr. Disrespectful did not have the easiest trip in the world. He was blocked at the top of the lane, but boy, once he found room, he sure did explode through there. What a nice horse. And you mentioned those Cal Cup nominations due on tomorrow. Let's bring in Bob Mazursky. Bob is, of course, one of our regular handicappers. And I know Bob was out on opening day. I saw Mike Martin there, and he said you guys were all in the front runner. Bob, hope you had a great day out there.
Yeah, we did. It was fun. We had the whole family there, Amy, my wife, and then my daughter, son-in-law, and the grandchildren. So it was a good day. Didn't cash a lot of tickets as a group, but it was a fun day anyway.
Who impressed you, Bob, as far as we had mentioned some of the stakes winners there? Anything kind of stand out to you?
Yeah, I was impressed by the horse you guys mentioned earlier, Usha and La Brea. You know, I was kind of against her as well. I was wondered off her race in New York, and she'd shown kind of a been one-dimensional, but this day she overcame some trouble. She had to steady down the backside, but you could tell on the turn, Juan Hernandez was just loaded and full of run, and once a hole developed, she just exploded. So, you know, she looks like she's got a bright future in New York bred, so they have a lot of options with her. But, no, she was certainly the most impressive winner I saw that day.
And, Bob, with no Santa Anita today, I know you called an audible. So, John Lindo, why don't you jump in and get the pick from Bob Mazursky?
Yeah, hi, Bob. With all the with the racing in Southern California canceled today, everybody's calling audibles, and I understand you want to go to New York to Aqueduct for your play today.
I'm going to go to the eighth race at Aqueduct, number six, Bermuda Blitz. I like, comes off a win. Chad Summers is one of the hottest trainers in New York. He's been winning a lot of races lately, and this was horse ran for the first time for him last time. Was able to win a head decision, but the runner-up in the race was more than five lengths clear of the rest of the field, so I think this horse can come right back in race eight, number six, Bermuda Blitz.
And let me just fill in on the race result there. Just the first brutal beat of the day, guys, my radio play, who broke slow, made the lead down the backside, opened up, and was torturously worn down by a 20-to-1 shot and lost the Bob there. So, boy, not a good way to kick off the day, but we're going to shake it off. Bob, tell me the pick again because I was a little distracted. I want to write it down and get down at Aqueduct.
I'm going to go to the eighth race, number six, Bermuda Blitz, Bob, and thank you for not swearing on the air because I'm sure you probably wanted to do that.
I wanted to hit the mute button and throw things, but I held it together. All thanks, right. Bob.
Sorry,
we'll talk to you again next either. Week.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. All right, let's go to Bruce Finkelstein now from betonbruce.com. How you doing, Bruce?
I'm doing okay. Good morning, Bob, John, and Happy New Year to everybody.
How are you feeling? You sound like you're still a little bit, a little nasally there, Bruce. How's your health?
Yeah, I mean, the cough, I'm feeling much better. I'm still coughing a bit, so this one really knocked me for a loop. Hopefully, you got your bad beat out of the way in 2026. Hopefully, I got my bad cough out of the way for 2025. That was not the way I like to see a year go out, but feeling much better for sure.
All right, good news. And so, Bruce, of course, you are a regular Southern California player, but you had to call an audible today. First of all, tell us what's available at betonbruce.com.
So two menu items. The second half of the card at both Oaklawn Park as one menu item and then also Gulfstream Park. And I remember those are the tracks that were really prominent during COVID. Those years, those only two tracks going. So fond memories in that respect. Those are only two tracks going, and looking forward to today's real high quality racing today all around the country.
John, why don't you jump in and get Bruce's first play today?
Well, I know he's got Gulfstream and Oaklawn, so let's go to one of those tracks. Where do you want to go for your first play, Bruce?
Yeah, I hope I'm not stepping on anybody's toes. Let's go to the 10th race, the Mucho Macho Man, and a horse that look. Commandment is definitely a worthy favorite, but considering connections, rider, jockey, He's 7-5 on the line. I think he represents poor value in this race. And I think Epic Summer could be the better of the horses anyway, the second choice on the program. This was a very impressive, first-time winner. Showed speed from the inside, got encountered, was pressured on the end of the turn, and he rebroke at the end of that race. He won like he didn't win like a speed horse. He ran like a route horse that day, the way he opened up. I was able to watch one of his workouts in Florida at Palm Beach on November 21st. Guys, he could not have looked better late in that workout. So he's a horse of speed on paper, but I don't think he needs the lead. I think the one-turn mile should be great for him, and he'll be the second choice on the program. So race 10, the 3, Epic Summer, listed at 7-2. Excuse me, on the morning line.
And I know you're going to come to Oaklawn and give us a play as well, Bruce.
Yeah, let's go with a comebacker in race 7. These are Arkansas breds. Kind of that's the key angle here on the 11-horse, Rock Solo. Been away since June. Now, he has won in a one-turn situation. Comes off a series of route races. Maybe his best race, though, was in a stake race here. The only time he faced Arkansas breds, he was third in the Rainbow Stakes for $150,000 from the rail. Nothing wrong with that race at all. He's coming back as a gelding. He's cutting back in distance. He gets that man, Luis Saez, who's a regular now at Oaklawn Park. He should stay out of trouble on the outside. Freshen, I think he should be ultra-dangerous here. Race 7, let's go with the 11, Rock Solo, listed at 5-1 on the morning line.
Rock Solo, 5-1 for Bruce Finkelstein. That is the 7th race at Oaklawn. And again, Bruce, tell us what's available today.
The second half of the card at Gulfstream Park and the second half of the card at Oaklawn Park.
BetOnBruce.com. Feel better, my friend. We'll talk next week. Happy New Year.
Same to you guys. Take care.
Let's take our next time out. When we come back, John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets and Scott Shapiro. He's been doing a lot of work for Express Bet. That's next on Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app. She said,
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon.
From Santa Anita to Del Mar, to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com.
Think you've got what it takes to out-handicap the field? Now you can prove it, because TwinSpires tournaments are available in the app. Play Peters cash games to go big with qualifiers for the biggest handicapping contest in the country, all from the palm of your hand. TwinSpires tournaments, where bragging rights meets bankrolls. Get in the game today on the TwinSpires app. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Exciting nighttime racing action continues at Los Alamitos with live quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. Sunday's card will be headed by our first Grade 1 stakes race of the new year, the James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap. Rocking with Energy won this race last year. Will she repeat in 2026? Likely rivals could include Sound Dash Stakes winner I Am Candy, impressive local stakes winner Isa Wagon My Tail, and champion Jessica Cruz. Plus, Night Racing's best bets are here. The early and late pick four and the traditional pick six. The total pick six pool has often reached over $100,000. And racing fans, we're open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the day program at Santa Anita, Gulfstream Park, New York, and more. Professors Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar. We're back with our new season. The James Dreyer Charger Bar Handicap is on Sunday at Los Alamitos.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Sailing takes me away to where I'm
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo. Before we bring in Jonathan Hardoon, John, how about a word from the NTRA? Let's get people qualified for that 2026 championship in Las Vegas.
Right. The National Horse Players Championship is in March in Las Vegas. You still got a chance to qualify. If you want to play online today, there's a low-ratio $500 online tourney at horseplayers.com. A $165 online tournament open to everybody at horsetourneys.com. If you're on track at the Oaklawn Park today, they have the Southwest Showdown at Oaklawn, and they also have a track tournament at Monmouth Park today. So a lot of ways to get qualified. Get in there, get into the big dance there in March in Las Vegas.
All right, let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. Good morning, John. Happy New Year, and thank you for the gift basket.
Good morning, guys. How you doing? And Happy New Year to you guys as well. Bob, brutal beat in the first race. Not only did you get beat, but you got beat by a first-time starter from the Brad Cox barn at 25-1. Ouch.
Right. Yeah, not exactly tipped off on the tote board there, off at 25-1. All right, well, we'll shake it off, John, and go on with it. Let's talk about the Jerome today at Aqueduct, one-turn mile. That's the third race, going as the third, a short field in there, John. Why so few entrants?
I don't know. Maybe they're running this race at the wrong time of the year. You know, it's early in January, and I don't know. Most of these three-year-olds are newly turned three-year-olds are obviously looking towards the first Saturday in May, and maybe people are being more patient. But to send out originally a five-horse field, but a four-horse field for a stake so early in the year, that doesn't look good, and it doesn't seem right.
Yeah, not a lot of gambling value in there, that's for sure. We always get two picks from you, so John Hardoon, why don't you get the first one?
Before we do that, John, let's get the menu. With Santa Anita not running today, what do you have today at johnhardoon.com?
Well, we have Aqueduct, Gulfstream, and Oaklawn Selections. Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25.
Okay. Now let's grab that first play. Where do you want to go?
Okay, so let's go to Aqueduct. Look at race number 5, 7 furlongs on the main track. And I like the number 4 horse in here, My First Love. This is a 7-year-old mare from the Richard Dutrow barn. I like the rider switch today to Flavian Pratt. I like the 6-1 on the morning line. You're going to get a shorter price than that because number 3, Curlin's Magic, who's the 5-2 morning line favorite, is coming out. So I figure 7-2 is a fair price. I like number 4, My First Love, to win today's fifth race out at Aqueduct.
And, John, how about your second play today?
Okay, so let's go to Gulfstream. Look at race number 7. 7 furlongs on the main track. It's a maiden event, and I love the number 5 horse in here, Noble Sky. A 4-year-old gelding from the Ron Spatz barn Torres rides today. This is an improving horse. He's getting better with each start. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. Number 5, Noble Sky, wins today's 7th race out at Gulfstream Park.
John Hardoon, the Rags and Sheets, JohnHardoon.com. Today, Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Oaklawn Park. And, John, give us the pricing on those best plays.
3 best plays, $10. Full card, $25.
Thank you, my friend. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right. That was John Hardoon. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. He has been busy putting out a lot of content at FirstRacingExpressBet.com. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. Happy New Year to you guys.
Tough game, same Bob. To you. Thank you, Shapper. We want to take a look at the Smarty Jones at Oaklawn, a race that's kind of starts their series down there of the three-year-olds leading up to the Arkansas Derby. The Smarty Jones goes as race number 10, and at least it's a full field. Looks like a pretty interesting race. How'd you see it?
Yeah, they were down to 8 after the scratch of an intriguing horse, number 3, Boca Beach Club, who was going 2 sprints to a route, coming back pretty quick for the Timmy DeVito Bar, maybe one to keep an eye on for his next start. But this is an intriguing race. You've got a few horses in here that look like they could potentially make, you know, the big race down the road, the first Saturday in May. Some of these races oftentimes look like maybe the horses are up against it, and they often are. But Rancho Santa Fe is the 5-2 morning line favorite for Brad Cox, a horse that already looks like he could run all day. He's been outside in both of his races. One time it was the right place to be at Ellis. At Keeneland it wasn't. He's traveled further than his two-turn distances look like, and he's going to have no problem getting the distance. The question is, will he have enough speed? You've got Universe, one of 2 Kenny McPeaks in here, who's kept the best company. He got 3rd in the Champagne and 2nd in the 2 preps at Churchill, the Street Sense, and the Kentucky Jockey Club. I think he may go off favored. We'll see. He's a versatile sort. But I landed on the other McPeak in here, one that hasn't kept company. But interestingly, Brian Hernandez Jr., who we know is Kenny McPeak's main man, opted to ride number 9, Sleeping on Freedom, as opposed to number 1, Universe. He rode both last out, including Universe in that runner-up grade 2 effort. But it's very intriguing to me that Brian rides Sleeping on Freedom, the 9. And his last race, he finished very well stretching out. I know it was over and off track, but he did not have a good trip. And I think he's an up-and-comer here. The fact that Brian is on him has me liking him a little more than Universe and Rancho Santa Fe. So we'll go with number 9, Sleeping on Freedom, in the Smarty Jones.
And John Lindo, why don't you get the radio play today from Scott?
Yeah, Scott, you did a lot of work around the country. So where do you want to go for your radio play today?
Yeah, I'm going to head south where it's warmer than here and drier than where you are. So we'll go to Gulfstream Park, race 11. It's the finale. First level allowance event on the turf. Hopefully treats me a little better than Iker and don't lose a tough one. But I like number 2, Pass the Hat, quite a bit in here. 1/16 on the grass. Inside posts are favorable. I think there's enough pace for this one to get a pretty good setup. I'm not going to be too far out of it. He's raced only once on the turf, and he was 13-1 and ran a good third, finishing well at Aqueduct back in October. And I think this is a good spot for the son of Collected, who doesn't have a lot of turf pedigree, but I like what I saw. But we'll go with number 2, Pass the Hat, 4-1 at Gulfstream, race 11.
Finale, number 2, Pass the Hat for Scott Shapiro. That's the 11th at Gulfstream, 4-1 on the line. And Shapper, just as far as what you're doing at ExpressBet, it looks like when Santa Anita, Southern California, is running, you are doing some spot plays for them every day. Is that correct?
Yeah, I'll be doing every day at Santa Anita, filling in for the late, great Jeff Siegel, who did a fantastic job for that blog for many years. So I got my work cut out for me. But I'll be locked in at Santa Anita, and then the Derby preps, and then some Gulfstream Park as well. But, yes, every day covered at Santa Anita.
And, Shapper, give us your Twitter/X handle if people want to follow you online.
It's at ScottShap34, and that's where you'll be able to find easily all the work that I'm doing, both video and written.
All right. Very good. Have a great day. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, guys. Thanks. Good luck this weekend.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. John, before we take our time out, some news that we had kind of talked about last week, you know, where is Sovereignty? What's going to happen with Sovereignty? Is he retired? Is he going to run again? Well, we got our answer this week, John.
Yeah, we mentioned that there was nothing on the Godolphin website about him with a stud fee or getting any mares booked to him, and he got off a plane yesterday at Payson Park in Florida. He is down in Florida back with trainer Bill Mott. He'll get ready for a 2026 campaign. No races in specific pointed out yet as he's just getting started, but great news that Sovereignty is back in training and will run in 2026.
All right, let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Toby Callett from South Florida, Michael Rona from Los Alamitos. You're listening to a rainy Saturday edition Thoroughbred Los Angeles, AM 830 KLAA, and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
The thrill of the race is in the vet, and nobody does betting like Twin Spires. With more tracks, more wagering options, and more ways to play, TwinSpires.com puts the action right in your hands. From win, place, and show to exactives and multi-win wagers, every bet is just a tap away. Fast, trusted, easy. That's TwinSpires.com. When it's time to vet the races, we've got your ticket. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. See TwinSpires.com for details. Must be 18 plus, 21 plus where applicable. For help with a gambling problem, call 800-GAMBLER.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Faces sad or true.
Welcome back. Final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And there will be no live racing in Southern California today or tonight. Los Alamitos has also canceled. We'll talk about that with Michael Rona in just a minute. So, John, no live racing, but there's still plenty of simulcast options. Tell us about some of them.
Well,
down there in downtown San Diego at 10 o'clock, top of the hour. You can go to the Paddock on 5th in the Gaslamp District. That's at 868 5th Avenue in San Diego. If you're in San Clemente, the OC Tavern will be open and ready to go for you at the top of the hour. 2369 South El Camino Real, that's in San Clemente. The Derby Room, I mentioned Bob Ike's name. They'll give you a good seat up there. They're ready to go. And obviously, even though there's no live racing, Los Alamitos and Santa Anita are open for simulcast wagering today.
Let's bring in Toby Callett from South Florida. Good morning, Toby. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Bob. Sorry that the photo finish camera was unkind to you, but there are better times coming, I promise.
Yeah, it happens. When you play this game, you get beat half of those, so that's just the way it goes. Toby, conditions look good today at Gulfstream. The weather has been Chamber of Commerce and the turf racing in abundance.
In abundance? Who knows? Might have to think about getting the vans ready and send them from Southern California over here to Florida. Fill up our fields as well.
Well, John Lindo gave some orders for a coast-to-coast pick. Well, we're not going to have a coast-to-coast play today, but I'll let Lindo jump in and get your radio play. You gave us a winner last week. Knight's Bridge was a short price, but you capitalized on the Exacta for $16.60. The $1 try paid $41.40. That works. John Lindo.
Well, Toby, the back half of this card looks like it's fun to play. There's some pretty good field sizes, and you know, we'll see the three-year-olds and the Mucho Macho Man, which goes as race 10 today. So we'll keep an eye on those three-year-olds. Where do you want to go for your radio play at Gulfstream Park?
Well, I noticed that Bruce came up with the Mucho Macho Man, so I'm going to try to help out for a little late pick four. Scott wound up with my horse in the last race, the 11th. Let me point out real quickly that in the 11th race, I do like Pass the Hat as well. The numbers 1, 7, and 9 are both second-time geldings. Those of you that pay attention to that, maybe you think about them as making part of the gimmick with Pass the Hat. But the radio play will be race 8, starting out the late pick 4. And we're going back all the way to the Colonel Liam back in March, where the 5, George Briggs, and the 10, Smooth Breeze, exit that field. George Briggs had a really tough trip. He's only raced twice in the interim. Chad Brown historically is not the lights out on fire here at Gulfstream. First time Lasix, Irad Ortiz gets back on board. We're going to give George Briggs the nod here. The 10, Smooth Breeze, the 2, Junction Road, coming off my horses to watch list, and the 8, Ramblin' Wreck, to round it out. It's 5, 10, 2, 8 to skate right into today's late pick 4.
And that is the 8th race at Gulfstream. Well, thank you, Toby. We'll spend a little more time next week when we have Santa Anita going, and we will definitely need your coast-to-coast play in there. So good luck today in race number 8.
Sounds good. Thanks, Bob.
All right, that was Toby Callett. Final stop, Michael Rona, the track announcer at Los Alamitos. Well, Michael, like us here in the Thoroughbred game, you get a night off tonight. Racing canceled at Los Alamitos.
Yes, g'day, Bob. We're out of action tonight. Hopefully, we can race tomorrow night because there'll be a late double comprising a pair of stakes races, including a prestigious Grade 1. We always hit the ground running as far as Grade 1 action on the calendar year at Los Alamitos with the Charger Bar tomorrow night, but a quiet night tonight.
Well, Michael, maybe a little preview, assuming you're going to run tomorrow night. Those are two good stakes. Any thoughts on that James Dreyer Charger Bar?
Yeah, I'm pleased you mentioned Jimmy Dreyer. The race has just been renamed to incorporate James Dreyer, who was the regular rider of the Champion Mare Charger Bar and passed away just a few months ago. He had been a racing official, including a steward working right next to me up on the roof for some years. And it's a wonderful gesture, great tribute to him for Los Alamitos to incorporate his name into the James Dreyer Charger Bar. Grade 1 tomorrow night, 400 yards for the older mares. And Rockin' With Energy, the morning line favourite, tried to repeat. She was an 8-1 winner of the race last year. She's the last start winner of the Grade 2 Las Damas, so she comes into it in good enough form. There's an interesting horse out in Gate 10, Bold and Beautiful, who returns to the Los Albanos Juan Alaman. She qualified to the Los Alamitos Oaks Grade 1 earlier this year, but has been campaigning extensively out of state in New Mexico and Texas across the year. With great success, she qualified to the All-American Oaks, and she finished third in the Texas Classic Oaks, both rich, prestigious races, and she has a very fast local work for her return to Los Al. I Am Candy for Eddie Willis was a last start third as favorite to Rockin' With Energy in the Las Damas. She's number two at 5-1, previously won the Sound Dash Stakes, and a pair of very good mares at 6-1 on the morning line. AJ Bourne Runnin' was fourth, just beaten a neck in last year's Charger Bar, and second beaten ahead in the Grade 1 Millie Vessels Memorial in September. She's a quality mare for Jaime Gomez. And Isaac Mag and Mike Taylor, winning selection on this show a couple of weeks ago in the Eight Ransom Stakes, comes back on a pretty quick turnaround for trainer Mark Youngers. She won her debut locally very impressively. She and AJ Bourne Runnin' are both 6-1. So it's a deep quality field. I personally am leaning towards Bold and Beautiful, number 10, for Juan Alaman. She has really blossomed across the year out of state, has familiarity with Los Al, where she started her career, and that very snappy local gate grill, well, not gate grill, but a turn and work, keeps her very much under notice from post position 10.
And John Lindo, you pointed out to me the year-end awards for the quarter horses came out, and Los Alamitos was well represented. So why don't you chat about that with Michael real quick?
Yeah, Michael, the AQHA awards came out, and I was very impressed by the representation of the Los Alamitos-based horses, including your Champion of Champions winner, FDD Dreams.
Yes, thanks very much, John. It's quite the coincidence. This afternoon, the voting committee is convening at Los Alamitos to determine the California award winners for 2025, which will be announced at a banquet at the track in late January. But what you're referring to are the national awards, the American Quarter Horse Association, and Enforce, winner of the Grade 1 Golden State Million Futurity, is going to be the two-year-old champion Colt. He's just the latest in an illustrious line of champions by Favorite Cartel from the Damn Remember Me Rose, bred by Dr. Steve Burns in California, trained by Christopher O'Dell. Others of note, Shaken Going On, the champion three-year-old filly nationally, trained by Eddie Willis. When she won the Southern California Derby here last week, she became the only four-time stakes winner at Los Al for 2025. Also won the Grade 1 Los Alamitos Oaks and was third against the older mares in the Millie Vessels. We've got FDD Dreams, the horse that you specifically mentioned, John, who became the first horse in more than 35 years to win the All-American Derby Champion of Champions double. So he voted the champion three-year-old gelding. He also captured the Grade 1 Ruidoso Derby. He'd have to be in the conversation for National Horse of the Year, I imagine. And his trainer and jockey, Xavier Rodriguez and Luis Martinez, who also were involved with the champion two-year-old gelding Political Twist, are going to be the national champion trainer and jockey. Unrelentless will be the champion age stallion nationally. He won the Grade 1 Brad McKinsey Winter Championship early last year at Los Al and finished third in the Champion of Champions just last month, trained by Eddie Willis. So that's a handful of horses that graced Los Alamitos and have been recognized nationally.
Great rundown, Michael. Hope you guys are able to race tomorrow night because that's a really good card. Thank you, and we will Happy New Year to you and Kathy. We'll check in again next Saturday where we will have racing in Southern California.
All right, we'll get back into a groove next weekend for sure. Thanks, mate. Happy New Year.
All right, we're about out of time. I want to thank Christian Inside for doing his usual fantastic job. Stay tuned for Andy Harris and the SoCal Restaurant Show. That's coming up. Mike Willman from 8 to 10 tomorrow. You've been listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles here on AM 830 KLAA. Good luck today. We'll talk again next Saturday.
Cause on the morning line, the guy has got him figured at 5-9. But naked FS10, he wins it by a half, according to the